Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Welcome to I've Heard That Song Before and our Halloween special for the year. Yes, it's Halloween, and I thought this morning we'd listen to songs about the event. And we're going to hear lots of songs about ghosts and goblins and haunting and other sorts of scary things. And we started out with Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea from 1935. That's Benny Goodman and his orchestra. Fletcher Henderson arrangement. And Helen Ward providing the lyrics on that one. It was written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. Well, a major part of Halloween deals with things magical, and we'll move on to that in just a moment. As I mentioned, our next few songs are on the theme of magic, and there were a lot of songs written over the years on this theme. Perhaps one of the most famous ones, called That Old Black Magic, another Harold Arlen composition with lyrics by Johnny Mercer, a very famous songwriting combination. We won't hear the lyrics this morning, but we'll hear that wonderful melody brought to us by the cornet of Bobby Hackett from 1953, one of the many solo sessions he recorded for the Capitol label. After Bobby Hackett, we'll go to 1948 to a song written by Edmund Goulding and Elsie Janis called Love. Your magic spell is everywhere. And that will be brought to us by Peggy Lee, well into her solo career at this point and making a name for herself, going on to a very long and very successful career as one of the preeminent jazz artists of her day. And we'll start with another lovely voice, and that belongs to Buddy Clark, also from 1948. Buddy, at this point, had a very successful radio show for the Carnation Milk Company, and it was called the Carnation Contented Hour Broadcast. I guess they got their milk from contented cows. Was that the theme? And, of course, Buddy Clark became known as the Contented Crooner. Well, he had such a wonderful, relaxed style that it's easy to see how that happened. But he also had a wonderful style and a marvelous, rich voice and great precision in his delivery. We're going to hear the broadcast from July the 26th, 1948, with a song called It's Magic. And Buddy himself will introduce the song for us.
Incidentally, this is the one that made a star of Doris Day in her very first picture.
You sigh, the song begins. You speak and I hear a violin. It's magic. The stars desert the skies, run to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charm, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I explain the rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true, when in my heart I know the magic is my love for you? It's magic. It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true, when in my heart I know the magic is my love for?
love, your magic spell is everywhere. Love, I knew you well and found you fair. Is it too late? Love, your melody is in the air. Yet I call you and you are not there. Forget the voice that whispers, wait. Love, your melody is in the air. Love, I call you. Come, here is my heart, my soul to mate. Make me forget the voice that whispers, wait.
That was Peggy Lee with Love, Your Magic Spell is Everywhere from 1948, accompanied on that one by her husband, Dave Barber. And before that, we heard Bobby Hackett with Friends and That Old Black Magic, a beautiful instrumental version from 1953 of the Harold Arlen number. Then we started out with Buddy Clark from one of his radio shows in 1948. With lovely tune, It's Magic, written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning, we're listening to songs to celebrate Halloween, the night where we like to scare ourselves with tales about ghosts and goblins and all kinds of magic things and tricks and hauntings, and I thought it would be fun to listen to that as it was celebrated intentionally or unintentionally in music over the years. And we just heard some songs about magic, and we're going to hear songs about some other scary things just coming up. We'll go now to another lovely voice, one of the great ones, Bing Crosby. Now, Bing, of course, was a major star, stage and screen, and of course very, very famous for his voice, all those wonderful recordings. And he had a great range in terms of styles and genres in his music. And one of them, which he particularly liked, but I don't feature very often on the show, I'm going to make up for that today, was in the Western field. And he sang a lot of country or Western songs. And we're going to hear one this morning that was a very famous song from days gone by, and Bing had a big hit with it in 1949, and it's called Ghost Riders in the Sky. And then we'll go back, way back to 1933, to some recordings made by a young man called Spike Hughes. Now, he was a British bassist who was crazy about American jazz, and One of his dreams was to play with some of the great jazz artists, and that came true in 1933 on a visit he made to New York, jointly organized, I believe, with Benny Carter, the great alto sax player. And he made a series of recordings, that is, Spike Hughes and Benny Carter, with some of the great ones. And we're going to hear them with a number written by Benny Carter called Devil's Holiday. Spike Hughes on bass, Benny Carter on alto sax, Chu Berry and Coleman Hawkins. I'm not sure which one of them was in the studio on that particular session, but tenor saxman and trumpet from Henry Red Allen. And they will move forward to 1940 to a very popular band, the one led by Tommy Dorsey. And they're going to bring us a number written by Harry Warren and Johnny Burke, with a young singer who was just starting out at the time, who would go on to become rather famous, and that is Frank Sinatra. And the song they're going to bring us is called Devil May Care. And we'll start out with Bing Crosby and Ghost Riders in the Sky.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went upon his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies and up the cloudy draw. Yippee-yay, yippee-yo, the ghost herd in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hoofs were made of steel. Their horns was black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yay, yippee-yay-o, the ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't got them yet.
We gotta ride forever on this range up in the sky, on horses snorting far.
As they ride on, hear their cry.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay-oh.
The ghost riders in the sky.
Ride, as the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name.
If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay,
the ghost herd in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky.
Celebrating Halloween today. Scary things in song, I'll call it. And we just had three songs from, well, days gone by. As I said, I'm not sure that these were written specifically with Halloween in mind, but they're apt for the occasion. And we just heard Tommy Dorsey with a young Frank Sinatra and a song written by Harry Warren and Johnny Burke called Devil May Care from 1940. Before that, Spike Hughes and Friends from 1933 with Devil's Holiday. And as I mentioned, Spike Hughes was a young bassist who had a dream come true, a young UK bassist, a dream come true when he got to travel to the US in 1933 and play with some of the great jazz artists. The story goes that he was so overwhelmed by this that He eventually gave up playing and became a music reviewer. Didn't think he could get any better than that day, those few days in 1933. And as I said, we heard them with Devil's Holiday. And we started out with Bing Crosby and his version of Ghost Riders in the Sky from 1949. Bing in Western mood.
Proudly serving Ottawa Gatineau, this is CHUO 89.1 FM. Listen online, explore our archives, and learn more about us at chuo.fm.
Advertising on CHUO speaks your language. Send an email to advertising at chuo.fm to find out more.
The Canadian Urban Transit Research and Innovation Consortium is hosting its second annual Smart Rail Technology Conference this November 30th. Join the conversation about reshaping the future of rail in Canada as we learn about global high rail applications, light rail transit deployment challenges, and how we can get people back to rail transit in a post-pandemic world. Student tickets are only $49 each. Visit smartrail2021.ca to learn more about this event.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. And we are celebrating Halloween today. Scary things in song, I'll call it. Well, we're going to carry on with more scary songs. I shouldn't call them scary songs, but as I said, they seem to fit the theme. And we'll go to 1958 for our next one. And another wonderful voice, Sammy Davis Jr. In that year, he made a wonderful album with Mundell Lowe on solo guitar, and the album was called Mood to be Wooed. And if you can find it, do please pick it up, because it's just wonderful. It's that marvelous voice and such a gentle accompaniment. It really shows off Sammy Davis's voice at his best, and it was so good to start off with. Well, having given that introduction, we'll mention the song, which is Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered, written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. Then we'll go back 20 years to 1937 to the Casaloma Orchestra. One of the old Dixieland bands went on to form the Casaloma Orchestra in the 1930s, and they were very fine musicians. One of them was Gene Gifford. And he wrote as well and did arrangements. And he wrote the song that they'll bring to us this morning, which they recorded in 1937. That'll be the Casaloma Orchestra with the Goblin Band. And then we'll round it out. We'll go to, I think, to the 1950s. I'm not sure of the precise date. To the one of the finest voices in popular music, and that is Joe Stafford. Such a perfect voice she had. Wonderful delivery, great precision to it. She's going to bring us a number written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. It's been recorded by a number of individuals, but I think Joe does a particularly fine job on the song Haunted Heart. And we'll start with Sammy Davis Jr. and Mundell Lowe, Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered.
I'm a fool, and don't I know it? But a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it? Like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately, I've not slept a wink since this kind of consternation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. I couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I agree. She can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to her each spring to her, and long for the day when I'll cling to her. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I'll agree. She can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I will sing to her each spring to her, and long for the day when I cling.
Oh, There's a ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. Lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart, won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me.
Tones of Joe Stafford bringing us Haunted Heart, written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. And before that, we heard from the Casa Loma Orchestra with Gene Gifford's The Goblin Band from 1937. And we started out a beautiful recording made by Sammy Davis Jr. with Mundell Lowe on guitar from 1958 called Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, of course, one of the great jazz standards written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. Well, we're here on I've Heard That Song Before, CHUO 89.1 FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning we are having a celebration of Halloween, and we're featuring songs about some of the things that are associated with that particular day. Things that tend to be scary. So we've had quite a mixture this morning of ghosts and goblins and other things like that. And we've got some more yet to come. And we're going to hear from three lovely ladies just coming up. And we'll start this particular set in 1950 with Billie Holiday. And she's pretty well in the middle of her career here. Started out in the early 30s and she made a number of recordings around 1949, 1950 for the Decca label, and they're some of her finest. It's accompanied by some wonderful orchestras, and we'll hear one that she made in 1950. It's a song written by Alan Roberts and Doris Fisher, and it's called That Old Devil Called Love. And following Billy, we will go back to 1949. It's interesting saying to following Billy because Helen Forrest, who we'll hear next, of course followed Billy as a vocalist with the Artie Shaw Orchestra back in 1938 when each of them was, Billy already had done quite a bit of recording at that point, but Helen Forrest was pretty well starting out in her career with that gorgeous voice, and it was a long and wonderful career too. We're going to hear her from 1949. With a number written by Ned Washington, Victor Young, and Bing Crosby called A Ghost of a Chance. And she's accompanied by the Carmen Dragon Orchestra. And we'll round out this set with the beautiful voice of Anita O'Day one of the great jazz artists of the 20th century. She started out in the 1940s, put in some time with the Gene Krupa Orchestra. And then she went on to have a long and wonderful career. We'll hear her from 1957, one of the many recordings she made for the Verve label. The song is written by Burton Lane and Yip Harburg. It's called Old Devil Moon, and she's accompanied, delightfully, by the Oscar Peterson Quartet. So three more songs about scary things, but they're lovely songs nonetheless. And we'll start with Billie Holiday, That Old Devil Called Love.
It's that old devil called love again. Gets behind me and keeps giving me that show again. Putting rain in my eyes, tears in my dreams, and rocks in my heart. It's that sly old son of a gun again. He keeps telling me that I'm the lucky one again. But I still have that ring, still have those tears and those rocks in my heart. Suppose I didn't stay, ran away, wouldn't play. The devil, what a potion he would brew. He'd follow me around, build me up, tear me down, till I'd be so bewildered I wouldn't know what to do. Might as well give up the fight. I know darn well he'll convince me that he's right again. When he sings that siren song, I just gotta tag along with that old devil called love. He'd follow me around, build me up, tear me down, till I'd be so bewildered I wouldn't know what to do. Might as well give up the fight. I know darn well he'll convince me that he's right again. When he sings that siren song, I just gotta tag along with that old devil called love. With that old devil.
Badly, I love you oh so madly, but I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. I thought at last I'd found you, but other love around you, and I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, 'cause I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the sky are blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the sky blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
And there was Anita O'Day with Old Devil Moon from 1957. And you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1. And this morning we've been celebrating the holiday of Halloween with music about some of the things that mark this particular season. Well, we are approaching the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today, and please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, and he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. And we have one more song for you this morning. We heard actually earlier on in the show from Frank Sinatra, and we're going to end with Frank Sinatra. This is Sinatra a little later on in his career, and Frank will bring us from 1958 a song written by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen called Witchcraft.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch. 'Cause there's no nicer witch than you. That crazy witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch. 'Cause there's no nicer witch than you.